this kick before. It's Auckland. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try. Threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for the night.
Oh, and getting ready for the Seagulls, getting ready for the Broncos. Have no fear. Matt Croker is here. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Oh, absolute pleasure. Now, how is the prep going this week? Obviously, some nice weather coming up, which is good, right?
Yeah, it's good. I'm actually on my way to training now. So yesterday was a bit of sort of a rest and recovery day after we got back on Sunday. So, yeah, it's looking good already. You know, it's always pretty tough going down to Manly to verse them at their home ground, but it's a good challenge and we're excited for it.
Well, it's going
to
be a huge game this week and you're playing for the Mal Riley Trophy, the annual battle between the Seagulls and the Knights. Jacko Hastings, it's his 100th game this week. And for yourself, mate, 50 games in the NRL. Congratulations.
Woo! Good stuff.
Thank you very much. No, there's a lot to play for this week as well. You know, there's a young fella named Tommy Cant who's been named in the centres. I think it's his only second NRL game. So
wow.
His first of the year. So you try and make those milestones and those games where you're playing for trophies and a bit of silverware very special. So I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit more during the week as a team, but yeah, it's pretty cool.
So obviously we have had a little bit of rain across the East Coast for the past little while and the grounds are probably still a little bit wet and muddy. I have to ask the question, do you guys clean your own boots or do you have your boots cleaned for you?
No, we clean our own. We don't get looked after that much, but we clean our own. Yeah,
yeah, that's good.
And how are we feeling this week about Origin? The players are out. We've got Gagai's out, Ponga's out, Best is out. Lots of fresh faces in the team. We've seen this whole heap of debutants recently for the Knights. Everyone's playing super well, though.
Yeah, well, that's the cool part of Origin. Not only do you get to lose players to go play in the big game, but you also get to gain a couple of faces in your own team, which is pretty exciting because it's a big thing to play in the NRL. And like these boys that are playing sort of their second and their fifth game, you know, they'd still be getting sort of them first game jitters. And it's pretty special that we get to go out there together.
Now, you're originally a country boy, moved to the Big Smoke here in Newcastle. Do you, when you get your downtime, like your days off like yesterday, do the country guys, you reckon, celebrate or relax differently to the city folks?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I don't really get up to too much. I've sort of changed my ways a little bit now. I've been in Newcastle for almost 9 years, I think, so... yeah, I've become a bit of part of the heading down to the beach, and that obviously can't do that at the moment. But yeah. I still hop from cafe to cafe on my days off.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a bit of city lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, originally from Nabiak, mate, I spent a bit of time on the mid coast myself. What a beautiful part of the world!
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I love getting my chance to go home and. You said I grew up on a farm back there, so it's always nice to go home and see the parents.
See, look, the Nabiak Hotel, that's one of my favourites. I will put that out there.
That's the best thing about Nabiak.
Your words, not ours.
Well, mate, this Sunday, 4:05 against the Seagulls. Prep's going well. Everyone's feeling confident. Let's go for another win on the trot this week. How is Adam O'Brien feeling after the Raiders game? He's very, very full of expression. In the box, let's say. I was watching it on the telly.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks, we haven't done anything good for his blood pressure, that's for sure. We've really left it down to the wire. So, I think he's really happy that we ended up coming away with the win because Canberra in July is a tough place to go and play footy.
It's tough
to get a win. So, for us to just find a way to scrap a win through, I think he was pretty proud of our efforts.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show and good luck for this Sunday.
No worries, guys. Thanks very much, Matt.
Cheers, mate.
Thanks, Matt.
Bye.